with gold of obedience and incense of lowliness, kneel and adore him. The Lord is his name. These words remind us that the Epiphany is a time when we come to adore the Lord Jesus, just as the Magi did. They brought gifts with them, gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh, which they presented to the newborn king. We too bring with us whatever we can. We may think we have little to offer, but the words of the hymn give us comfort. Fear not to enter his courts in the slenderness of the poor wealth thou wouldst reckon as thine. Truth in its beauty and love in its tenderness, these are the offerings to lay on his shrine. Words of O Worship the Lord in the Beauty of Holiness are by John Samuel Bewley Monsell, who was rector of St. Nicholas Church in Guildford, about 30 miles southwest of London. Tragically, he was killed when a stone fell off the roof of the church during restoration work. He arrived suddenly at the end of his life's journey and into the presence of his Lord. Quite a contrast with the journey of the Magi, who came from afar, following the light of the star, which led them to Bethlehem. Usual piece is by the 19th century German composer Peter Cornelius. He took as his starting point an old German chorale tune, How Brightly Shines the Morning Star. Maybe you can hear the choir singing it in the background. Then, around that tune, he wove a beautiful melody in quite a different style, with words and music of his own, describing the journey of the Magi following the star. This kind of music reminds me of the householder in the Bible who drew from his storehouse treasures old and new. One of the best-known Catholic hymns for the Epiphany began life in the 4th century. The original Latin hymn by Prudentius had 52 verses. Father Edward Caswell, who translated it for us, managed to reduce that number to 5. The tune is German, like all the music we've heard so far in this programme. Bethlehem of Noblest Cities is a beautiful reflection on this feast, and it tells us of the deeper meaning of the gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Solemn things of mystic meaning, incense doth the God disclose. Gold a royal child proclaimeth, myrrh a future tomb foreshows. One of the most popular Epiphany hymns was written in America in the 19th century. Both the words and the music of We Three Kings are by John Henry Hopkins, rector of Christ's Church, Williamsport, Pennsylvania. It's a rare example of a dramatized hymn. After the opening verse, each king in turn gets a verse of his own, telling us about his particular gift. Gold for the king, incense for the deity, and myrrh for the one who is to die.
Myrrh is mine, its bitter perfume breathes a life of gathering gloom.
All join together in the final verse to sing the praises of the one they had come so far to see. Glorious now behold him arise, King and God and sacrifice. Heaven sing Alleluia, Alleluia, the earth replies.
Glorious now behold him arise, King and God and sacrifice. Heaven sings Alleluia, Alleluia, earth replies.
And our thanks there go to Monsignor Philip Whitmore, a music historian currently working as an official at the Vatican's Secretariat of State.